Reconstructing the Assembly of Massive Galaxies. I, the importance of the progenitor effect in the observed properties of quiescent galaxies at $Z, approx $2, by Zhuang et al. We study the relationship between the morphology and star formation history SFH of 361 quiescent galaxies QGs at redshift ZOBs approximately equals 2, with stellar mass LOGM asterisk is greater than or equal to 10.3, selected with the UVJ technique. Taking advantage of panchromatic photometry covering the rest frame UV to near spectral range approximately equals 40 bands, we reconstruct the non-parametric SFH of the galaxies with the fully Bayesian SED fitting code prospector. We find that the half-light radius Re, observed at ZOBs, depends on the formation redshift of the galaxies, Z form, and that this relationship depends on stellar mass. At LOGM 11, the relationship between Re and Z form flattens, suggesting that mergers become increasingly important for the size growth of more massive galaxies after they quenched. We also find that the relationship between Z form and galaxy compactness similarly depends on stellar mass. While no clear trend is observed for QGs with LOGM asterisk greater than 11, lower mass QGs that formed earlier, i.e. with larger Z form, have larger central stellar mass surface densities, both within the Re sigma e and central 1 kpc sigma 1 kpc, and also larger M1 kpc, M asterisk, the fractional mass within the central 1 kpc. These trends between Z form and compactness, however, essentially disappear if the progenitor effect is removed by normalizing the stellar density with the cosmic density at Z form. Our findings highlight the importance of reconstructing the SFH of galaxies before attempting to infer their intrinsic structural evolution. This was reconstructing the assembly of massive galaxies. I, the importance of the progenitor effect in the observed properties of quiescent galaxies at $Z, approx $2, by Zhuang et al.